Hello, is this Deanna?
Yes, this is her.
Oh, yes, hello, Deanna. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Yes. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good too. Thank you for asking. Now, just very quickly, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Yes.
And were you taking it for at least a year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes, let me see here. And then, is this a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain. Oh, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, let me see. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
All right. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Correct.
All right. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then, to the best of your knowledge, when were you diagnosed with the brain meningioma?
May 13th of 2020.
Let's see, May 13 of 2020. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me see, Deanna, what's your date of birth, please?
7/14/1995.
July 14, 1995.
Correct.
All right, let me see here. And then, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No.
No? Let me see here. Okay, and then did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
The brain, the
The name brand Depo Provera?
use Pfizer.
Pfizer is the company that makes it, but the name of
Okay.
the brand is Depo Provera.
This,
Is that the one that you
yes,
used?
correct.
Okay. And then there's three different types of injectables. There's Depo Provera, there's Depo
Okay.
Sub-Q, and then there's the generic acetate. Which one did you use? Was it just Depo Provera?
Yeah, it was just a regular.
Regular Depo Provera?
Correct.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo Provera?
It was always Depo-Provera.
Okay. And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then, within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
I'm sorry.
Within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four shots before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me see here. Let me see. And then this question, I just have to ask it, but did you use Depo Provera anytime after the year 1992?
No.
You didn't use it after 1992?
Yes.
You did
Yes.
use it after 1992, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depo Provera?
Around July of 2017.
Okay, July of 2017. Only because I need to put a day on here. Do you remember? Or if you want, I can just put the first.
You could just put the first. I'm not really too sure, like, the exact date.
Got it. Okay, no, that's okay. So July 1st, 2017 was around when you started using it.
Yes.
And then when did you stop using it?
April of 2020.
Said April of 2020. Do you want me to just put the first for that as well?
Yes, the
Got it. Okay. Let me see. And then, Deanna, can you just confirm your gender for me, please? Oh, Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. Can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, I'm a female.
Female, okay. And then let me see. Your first name, I have it spelled as D E E A N N A. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you have a middle initial or no?
Yes, in.
M as in Mary or N as in Nancy?
No, in as in Nancy.
Okay, N as in Nancy. And then last name, do I have it spelled correctly? It's RICHMOND.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then, Deanna, what's your social, please?
626-824-220.
Okay, let me just make sure that I said I have it here correctly. It's 626-824-220.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, thank you. And then for your email on file, I have it as let me see. It is Naomi Smith 1995 at gmail.com.
Correct.
And then Smith, there's two I's in there, correct?
Yep,
Okay.
correct.
And then your phone number is this one, which is 909-236-7927.
Correct.
Okay, and then is this a cell phone or a home phone?
Cell phone?
Cell phone, okay. And then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
You can do call and email.
Call and email, okay. And then
Yes.
when is the best time to give you a call? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Mornings is fine.
Mornings?
If
Okay.
you wake me up, I won't be angry.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Up in mornings then. And then when or what is your primary address now?
Is 11606 Chamberlain Way.
How do you spell Chamberlain?
Chamberlain, Chamberlain Way. Apartment 17, Adelanto, California 92301.
Okay, so I have 11606 Chamberlain Way, apartment 17,
Yes.
Adelanto, California 92301.
Correct.
Got it, okay. And then, was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff?
It was by a doctor.
Doctor, okay. And then, how many times were you injected with Depo Provera? Like in your life?
Every 3 months.
So let me see. You took it from 2017 to 2020. That's about 3 years. And
Yeah.
you said every
So,
3 months.
yeah.
Let's see. If my math is correct, that's around 12 times. Does that sound about correct?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Got it. Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that gave you the Depo Provera? Do you remember the last name?
Grady, Grady.
Dr. Grady? Okay.
Yes.
And then what is the name of the facility where Dr. Grady was at?
Eisenhower Medical Center.
Let me see. Is that in Palm Springs?
It's Rancho Mirage, so it could be around there.
Let me see. I have Eisenhower Health, or you said Medical Center?
Yeah.
Let me see. What city was it at? Was it in? You said Rancho Mirage?
Rancho, yeah.
Okay, I have Eisenhower Health. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, it could have been my mistake.
No, that's okay. And then the address, let me know if it's this one just to make sure I have it correct. I have 39000 Bob Hope Drive, Rancho Mirage.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay. In that case, I do have the right one. Eisenhower
I
Health. I know sometimes hospitals have different names.
Right.
Okay. And then the phone number that I have for that place, I have it as 760-340-3911. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, it's I can't get it for you because my phone, I just got a new one, so
Okay, no, that's
that
okay.
could be the most dated one.
This is just the one that I have to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then the address, it was 39,000 Bob Hope Drive, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera? Was it Dr. Grady as well?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste that information there. Eisenhower Health, you said, with the same address. And then the same phone number. Got it. Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was this a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
It was both.
Both? Okay.
It was, yeah, both. And I had a biopsy too and blood work done.
Got it. Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Was my primary doctor.
Dr.
And then
Grady?
they sent me to them. No, my own doctor. I had got sent to him
Who was the doctor that
after.
diagnosed you with the meningioma?
My dermatologist,
Okay, what's their name? Or last name?
Navin Bhatta,
How do you spell that?
Bitter.
Bitter?
No, Tter.
Oh, Bitter?
Yeah.
Okay. And then was that doctor also at Eisenhower Health?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Let me see here. And then that's the same address. Eisenhower Health, okay. Same phone number. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No, okay. And then what treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was this radiation? Was this surgery?
Radiation, and it was radiation and keratomy surgery,
What type of
unless I
surgery?
pronounced it that wrong. Keratomy, it's a surgery that I had too
Okay.
after the radiation.
So you had
I don't know if I
surgery.
pronounced it right.
No, I'll just put surgery on here. I'll put that
Okay.
you received radiation and surgery, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that treated you? Was that also Dr. Biter?
Yeah.
You said yes?
Yes, it's the
Bitter, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me see here. Let me just copy all of his information on there too, with the same address, same phone number. Okay. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma? Were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Sorry. Yes.
You said yes, you were. Okay. Do you remember the dates of when you were hospitalized? Like a rough estimate.
No.
Let's see. You were
Okay.
diagnosed January, March, May 13 of 2020. Were you hospitalized like a couple of days after that?
Yeah, because I started, yeah.
Because that's when you
It
started all
started.
the whole process.
Yeah. I'm trying to
No, that's okay.
remember.
It was a long time ago, so I wouldn't remember either. February, March, April, May. You were diagnosed May 13th of 2020. Would you say
So I
you
can
were?
say like, yeah, like around the 20th, not too long after.
Okay.
I don't want
No, that's okay.
to,
At either way, we can always look at your documents as well if we want to get the exact date. So, do you want me to just put that you were hospitalized May 20th of 2020?
Yeah, you could put that.
Okay. And then, how long were you there for? Was this like 3 to 4 days, a week?
Like, yeah, I want to say like 5, 6 days.
Like
Yeah.
5, 6 days? Okay, I'll put that you were there
Yeah.
till the 25th, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't, but the hospital does.
The hospital has them. Okay, would you be able to provide them if we need them?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then, can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Electronically.
Electronically? Okay. And then for this final part, we do have to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
I'll do someone that don't live with me.
Okay, and who would this
Well,
be?
it's my sister, but she lives like next door.
Okay. Your sister, what's her name?
Her name
Yeah.
is Brittany.
Brittany.
Yeah.
Same last name, Richmond? Richmond. Okay. And then what's her phone number?
442-343-4028.
4028. Okay. And then do you know her email by any chance? If not, I can just put yours.
No. No, I don't.
Okay, I'll just put yours. And then, do you know her address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
You could just survive.
Okay. Let me see here. Got it. Okay. And then, I'm not too sure if I asked this question, but you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me just make sure that everything is correct on this form before I send it for you to quickly look at and sign it, okay?
Okay.
Let me see. But we're almost done. That was the hardest part, is all these questions. All right, let me see. Let me see. Got it. Okay. So your full name, I have it as Deanna N. Richmond, correct?
Correct.
And then that's spelled DEEANNA, Deanna. And
Okay.
then middle initial is N as in Nancy. And then last name, RICHMOND, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I have your address here as 11606 Chamberlain Way, Adelanto, California, 92301.
Correct.
All right, and then phone number is 909-236-7927, correct?
Yes.
All right, and then your email, I have it as Naomi Smith with two I's in the Smith. And then 1995 at gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Got it. Okay, let me see. Okay, no, go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. You can open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay.
You'll see my name. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you documents, and then that's me. And then once you
You
open up.
said through email and text or just
Yes,
through text?
both. So you can open up whichever one is faster for you.
Okay. Yeah,
Oh.
Oscar. Yeah, we're here.
Yep. And then open it up. I believe once you click on the link, you have to agree to the messages and electronic signature. to get started.
Yes. Dark side.
Yep. And then you'll see a big yellow start button. You click that, and then you just have to draw your signature with your finger when you click on the box.
Okay.
And then don't worry, I can also look at your documents once you send them back to make sure everything is correct, okay?
Okay, so is it just these two?
Yeah, I think it's only two
Because it says
signatures.
finish. Yeah, because it says finish.
And then once you
So
click
press
that,
finish.
yep, press finish, and then you should be good to go.
Okay. You're done signing?
Let me see, let me see. Okay, I just received them. Let me just make sure everything is correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah, I do see your signature there. Okay, yeah, so great news. Everything was filled out perfectly. I'm gonna go ahead and send these
Okay.
documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're gonna try to call
Okay.
you here in the next 1 to 4 days. It is very important
Okay.
that you pick up that call because they cannot get started on this case until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
I will also text you my personal work number, right after this call. That way you can call me or text me if you have any questions. Or if it's been over 7 days and you haven't heard from them, you can shoot me a text and I can see what's going on with this, okay?
Okay.
And then I will also attach the law firm's information. So if you want to take matters into your own hands, you can also give them a call, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Got it. Okay, well, Deanna, I appreciate your time. I wish you the best with this, okay?
Thank you.
Of course,
Appreciate
but
it.
of course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.